Clark County Official Local Voters Pamphlet, February 11th, 2025 Special Election, Battleground School District Edition. Stay informed. Website, clarkvotes.org. Phone number, 564-397-2345. Published by the Clark County Auditor's Office. You must sign and date your return envelope in order for your ballot to be counted. Sign in the signature box that has your name printed on the envelope. If you registered to vote online or when you obtained your driver's license, the signature on your driver's license is the signature in your voter registration record. If you are unsure about the signature in your voter registration record, we encourage you to call the elections office at 564-397-2345. We can provide a description of the signature you used when you registered to vote. Do not sign someone else's name, even if you have power of attorney. Voting over the phone by having someone else fill out and sign your ballot is against the law. Voters can call us at 564-397-2345 to learn about the options for voting while they are out of town. Drop boxes are available if you don't want your ballot or signature to go through the mail. Sign up to receive text messages regarding your ballot status. Text the word VOTE to 868-392. VOTE WA. Registering to vote. Registering takes only a few minutes, and you may do it by mail or online at votewa.gov. You may also complete a new voter registration form. Contact the elections office by mail, email, or phone for more information. The deadline to receive new voter registrations and voter updates to existing registrations online, by phone, or by mail is 4 p.m., Monday, February 3, 2025. Lost or damaged ballot? If you lose your ballot or it becomes damaged, you can obtain a replacement ballot by contacting the Elections Office. Clark County Elections Office. Phone 564-397-2345. Relay 711 or 877-833-6341. Email elections@clark.wa.gov. Mailing address, P.O. Box 8815, Vancouver, Washington, 98666-8815. Street address, 1408 Franklin Street, Vancouver. Front panel photo by Becca Harpane on Unsplash. Battleground School District number 119. Proposition number 8. Educational Programs and Operations Replacement Levy. The Board of Directors of Battleground School District number 119 adopted resolution number G-24 concerning a proposition to continue funding student educational programs and operations. This proposition would authorize the district to levy the following excess taxes, replacing an expiring levy on all taxable property within the district for expenses not funded by the state, including student safety, instructional/support staff, small classes, curriculum, nursing, mental health support, special education, busing, sports, and arts. Collection year, 2026. Estimated levy rate per $1,000 assessed value, $1.95. Levy amount, $38,300,000. Collection year, 2027. Estimated levy rate per $1,000 assessed value, $1.95. Levy amount, $40,400,000. Collection year, 2028. Estimated levy rate per $1,000 assessed value, $1.95. Levy amount, $42,600,000. Collection year, 2029. Estimated levy rate per $1,000 assessed value, $1.95. Levy amount, $44,975,000. All as provided in resolution number G-24. Should this proposition be approved? To vote, use your official ballot. Explanatory statement. This proposition authorizes Battleground School District to replace the existing educational programs and operations levy that expires at the end of 2025. The levy will be used to pay expenses of educational programs and operations that are not fully funded by the state, including student safety, instructional/support staff, small classes, curriculum, nursing, mental health support, special education, busing, sports, and arts. Further information is available on the district's website, https://www.battlegrounds.org/. Exemptions from taxes may be available. Call the Clark County Assessor, 564-397-2391. Statement 4. Good funding, better schools, best community. By voting yes, you can be a hero for kids and your community. Show your support for students, teachers, and schools. Your yes vote empowers students, invests in their futures, and strengthens our entire community. The current education and operations levy expires after 2025, and this one would take its place if approved. The estimated rate per $1,000 of assessed value is lower than the rate in the first year of the expiring levy. That levy rate dropped in subsequent years, and with our area continuing to see new development, the rate for this levy may drop as well. With one of the lowest tax rates of any school district in Southwest Washington, Battleground Public Schools is an excellent value for homeowners. The cost of educating students and operating schools has increased. State funding has not kept up. Adjusted for inflation, the state spends less than in 2018. Yet, Battleground has demonstrated fiscal responsibility by being careful with taxpayer money. It was one of the few Southwest Washington school districts to avoid laying off staff last year. The district tightened its belts. A recent state audit gave Battleground high marks for protecting taxpayer funds, and the district's administrative costs are lower than the state average. Our communities can't thrive if we let politics penalize children. Voting against the levy will only lessen support and opportunities for the children in our community. Our children deserve the best. Vote yes for students. Rebuttal of statement against. Let's look at historical tax rates. In 2014, the total local school tax rate was $4.98 per $1,000 of assessed value. In 2026, it is projected to be $2.41 if this levy is approved. That projection could end up being lower due to new area growth. Over the last 4 years, the expiring levy rate has dropped 32 cents from the initial projection. Our students need our support. Please vote yes. Statement for and rebuttal of statement against, submitted by Terry Dotson, Chair of Battleground Citizens for Better Schools. Email votebgschools@gmail.com. Website votebgschools.org. Statement against. You are being asked to approve an increase in an existing levy. In 2024, voters passed a new capital levy, which starts in 2025. Approving this levy increase will have an impact on your property tax bill. Let's explore what it means to your pocketbook. Assuming your home has an assessed value of $600,000. The capital levy in 2025 will add 44 cents per $1,000, which works out to about $285.66, rising each year by 3.5%. Our home will be about $409. The renewal of the expiring levy will rise from $990 in 2024 to a projected $1,297.20 in 2027. That works out to a 31% increase in 3 years. The total of the capital levy and the operating levy goes from $990 to $1,603.21. 2024 to 2027, which is a 61.94% increase. Wait, there is more. You also pay the state education property taxes. There are two, which are an estimated $2.25 per $1,000, which works out to $1,350 per year, rising at 3.5% per year. This means that in 2025/2026, a $600,000 home will pay $285 plus $1,332 plus $1,350 equals $2,967. Your taxes continue to rise and rise and rise. Expect new taxes and increases from local and state government. Projected $12 billion deficit. They will say these are not new taxes, rather extensions of existing taxes. but they are increases, so the increases are new. Test scores are poor. Where do you draw the line? Learn more at www.swwedusation.org. Rebuttal of Statement 4. The levy rate goes down if property values go up. The money collected stays the same. Your household expenses are up, but are your earnings? Why shouldn't schools need to feel your money pains? It's not penalizing children, it's holding adults responsible. Politics have nothing to do with voting no. Test results are terrible, so why keep paying for failure? Visit www.swwedusation.org for more details. Statement against and rebuttal of Statement 4, submitted by Dick Rhinelander. Email swwedusation@gmail.com. For the complete text of the resolutions, please visit clcty.gov/febry11-2025-special-election. Measure statements are printed exactly as submitted. Clark County Elections does not correct punctuation, grammar, typos, or inaccurate information. Please recycle this pamphlet.